Okay, folks, God bless you all, and thank you for joining us. Find this old, I think it's a klaxon horn, you call it. Some of the older folk might remember these from way back in the day whenever there was the Blitz in Belfast. I hope we don't have to listen to them again, but I'm going to try to crank it up here and let you get a listen to the rip of this old horn, okay? So, probably don't hear it as loud as we do in here because of this wee tie mic, but believe me it's very, very loud, and it's an unmistakable sound. And you know, the Bible speaks about a day whenever we're going to hear a great sound, a lot louder even than this, because it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16, and it's speaking about the last day, the day of the Lord, whenever Christ comes back again for his people. It says, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the trump of God, and with the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And this is what we call the rapture. Now, there's all sorts of different thoughts and ideas about the timing of the rapture and the nature of the rapture. I'm not going to get into those things just now, but the word rapture just means to be caught up. And there's no doubt that the Bible says that all of God's people, whenever Christ comes back again, are going to be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air whenever he comes. And friends, the King is coming. Everything that we see going on in our world, so much of it points to the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ. Prophecy is being fulfilled day and daily, and has been through the decades right up until this present time. And we know that Jesus Christ is coming back again soon, and he's going to descend from heaven with a shout, and with the trump of God, and with the voice of the archangel. So it's not going to be a silent coming, it's going to be loud. There's going to be a trumpet that's going to sound, and it'll be louder than any klaxon horn. It's going to be so loud that all people will hear it, and the Bible says every eye shall see him. Some people will run and try to hide. We read about that in Revelation 6. The kings of the earth, the great men, the chief captains of the earth, every bondman and every free man, and all who are not ready are going to call upon rocks and hills to cover them. But those who wait for him and are watching and looking for him will rise up to meet the Lord in the air. As the hymn writer says, when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, and the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Jesus Christ is coming back again. This world of ours, though it despises and denies the Saviour, hasn't seen the last of Jesus Christ. He's coming back again. And the Bible says in Matthew 24 and 44, the Saviour himself said, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. And if that trumpet sounds, I wonder, will you be ready? When he shall come with trumpet sound, O may I then in him be found. Are you ready? The Lord is now rejected, and by the world disowned, by many still neglected, and by the few enthroned. But soon he'll come in glory. The hour is drawing nigh, for the crowning day is coming. By and by, the King is coming back again. Be ready, trust him today, and live for him before it's too late. Thank you. See you next time.